Send it to my phone, send it to my phone. You already know, I keep it on the low. Baby, you can trust me, promise I'm alone. I won't tell a soul.
Hello everyone and welcome back. You are tuned in to yet another advanced lesson here on Open Language. My name is Spencer.
And my name is Adam.
Hey Adam, I think we've got a pretty hot topic today.
Hot topic.
Yeah.
Smoking topic.
Smoking hot. Yeah, we are talking about, well, legalizing marijuana.
Okay, so as you guys know, marijuana is a drug.
It's a plant.
It's a plant, but it is also a drug. Mm. And if you use this particular drug, or at least in the past, if you've used it or sold it or bought it, that is a crime.
In most places in the world. But now in America and some other countries, Canada is very lenient on marijuana. Anyway, in America, it's becoming more and more legal. State by state, it's becoming legalized.
Right.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about today. We have two people in our lesson, Lee and Jacob.
Okay, so Lee is, believe it or not, a Chinese guy. Jacob is the American. And Lee just wants to know Jacob's take on this.
Okay, he wants to know what Jacob thinks. Right. Let's go ahead and see what he thinks.
All right. Jacob, you're from California, right? What do you think about all this talk about legalizing marijuana?
Well, I'm not really into weed, so I don't really have a horse in the race, but I still think it's about time.
Don't you think it's harmful and addictive?
I haven't seen a single reputable study that proves it's any worse than alcohol or tobacco.
All the same, what worries me is that if it's readily available, my kids will start smoking it. Or worse, start doing hard drugs.
The gateway drug argument is a slippery slope and it's never been proven.
Well, I just don't see how the government could allow this measure to pass.
I think the cat's already out of the bag on this one. Pot has already been de facto decriminalized across the board for years.
What do you mean? I heard it's still a federal crime.
That's true. It's kind of in legal limbo. At some point, however, the dominoes will fall and the federal government will have to get with the program.
What makes you so sure?
Well, keep in mind, legalization doesn't just bring regulation. It also brings taxation. And since when has the government been able to say no to tax revenue?
You've got a point there.
Oh, right. So our lesson kicks off with Lee. And he's like, oh, you're from California, right? What do you think about all this legalizing marijuana stuff?
Yeah, because California, I think January 2018, right around now, they are actually going to legalize this stuff.
Oh, fully legalize it.
Fully legalize. Canada is July 2018.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's already fully legalized in my hometown, Washington, D.C.
So one thing we're going to find today is there are two words that they're pretty related. One of them is legalize, and the other one is decriminalize.
That's right, and there is a difference.
Right.
It's a pretty significant
It could
difference.
Be, right? It could be, because if something is decriminalized, it doesn't mean that it's legal. It's still kind of illegal.
Yeah, but it's not a big deal.
You're not going to go to jail.
But anyway, so if you legalize something, it just means it's not illegal and it's okay to do or to use or to whatever. So in addition to legalizing marijuana, what else can you legalize?
Well, at one point in both of our country's history, it was illegal to drink, right? Yeah, you couldn't sell or buy or drink alcohol. But then at one point, we came to our senses and we legalized it again.
Yeah, legalized alcohol. You can legalize, I don't know.
Prostitution also comes to mind.
Legalize abortion or something like that. Anyway, anything that is illegal, you could technically make it legal by legalizing it.
Right.
Right. Okay, cool. Very simple. And we are legalizing...
Marijuana.
Now, this is one of many terms for the plant.
Right.
Cannabis. Yeah. The next word we see here is weed.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of words in this lesson that are more like slangy, what you'd actually hear on the street.
Yeah. Which you can hear on the street. So Jacob here, he says, I'm not really that into weed. so I don't really have a horse in the race.
Ooh, I like this one.
Okay, so what does weed and a horse and a race have to do with anything?
This is a really mellow horse. I don't think he's going to be running very quickly.
No, neither do I. He'll probably be munching on some sugar cubes or something. Okay, so a horse in a race basically means he doesn't really care.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't affect him.
It doesn't affect him. He has no opinion either way.
Yeah, so this comes from like gambling on horse races.
Right.
So if you pick a horse in a race and you want that horse to win, you put money on that horse.
Right.
And you hope that, you know, he wins the race.
Sure, exactly.
So you have a horse in a race. But here he doesn't care. It doesn't affect him. No horse in a race.
But he still thinks it's about time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. And Lee's like, well, you know, don't you think it's harmful and addictive?
Okay. So these are words that I always see because these are the words they always put on cigarette packs.
That's right. So harmful, well, means to cause harm.
Right.
To hurt you. Right. And addictive, well, just means you want more.
Yeah, you can't stop.
So there's a lot of things that are addictive. Alcohol is addictive.
Yep, smoking.
Yeah, caffeine is apparently addictive.
Sure.
Yeah, so drugs in general are addictive. But, you know, Jacob says, you know, I haven't seen a single reputable study that proves it's any worse than alcohol or tobacco.
Okay, so got lots of studies. There's really no shortage of studies.
Research.
People will say, you know, like, marijuana's bad, or marijuana's good, or marijuana is just marijuana.
Right, so this word here, reputable, is a really good word.
Yeah, it reminds me of the word reputation.
That's right. So it basically kind of means, like, trustworthy.
Yeah, it's a trustworthy study.
Yeah.
Because, for example, some studies might say, like, drinking wine is good for you. But those studies are often paid for by, you know, wine companies. So like a reputable study would be like, you know, Harvard or like, what's the name of the big, Mayo Clinic.
Basically, yeah, something that's reputable is done by somebody that's like non-biased.
Yes.
We say. Either way, so reputable, like you said, reputation. If you have a good reputation, you can be reputable.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't just have to be used with studies. It can be a reputable organization.
Yeah, that's right. A reputable person.
A reputable. I'm thinking about all the companies that I've worked for, and a lot of them weren't so reputable.
Okay.
Open Language, I would like to think, is a very reputable company.
We are very, very, very reputable. Yeah. Okay. So a reputable study that proves, right, just shows the truth.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. That it's, you know, worse than alcohol or tobacco.
So Lee kind of gets that, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure he knows that. But what he says here is kind of interesting. All the same, what worries me is that if it's readily available, my kids will start smoking it.
Or worse, start doing hard drugs.
Yeah. So he kicks this off with this phrase, all the same.
Yeah. So this means regardless of what's been said.
Yeah, despite what's been said.
Yeah. Even though people say all this stuff, I'm still worried that if it's readily available, blah, 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 blah.
Right. So if you're ever talking with someone, having a conversation, and maybe you don't necessarily agree with something they have just said, but you want to keep the conversation moving, flowing, you can just say, well, all the same, you know what, I'd still rather do this.
Yeah. it sounds about right. Okay, so readily available.
Just means it's everywhere.
It's easy to get.
Yeah. Like, it's like guns are readily available in
America.
In America.
Unfortunately. Beer is readily available in China.
Yeah.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much easier to get beer here than America.
Or Canada. Canada. Oh, it's a nightmare. Nightmare there. One thing that is readily available in Canada, though, snow. And guys named Steve.
Steve and Snow, the two S's of Canada. Okay, so he's worried about his kids, you know, starting to smoke it and doing hard drugs.
Okay, so this is one of those things that we like to make a distinction between. Marijuana is a drug, we know that, but it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, it's kind of like a soft drug.
We say it's a soft drug.
Yeah. I can't really think of many other soft drugs that come to mind. I guess coffee is like a soft drug.
Yeah,
maybe something like that. But here, hard drugs. Now, this means, well, really strong, addictive, and harmful stuff.
Right. This is going to be stuff like heroin.
Or cocaine. Yeah.
Meth.
So bad, not good stuff, really. So hard drugs. And that's a, you know, a very respectable concern, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Understandable.
It's an understandable concern. Unfortunately, it's not a very logical way of thinking.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So basically, Jacob says the gateway drug argument is a slippery slope and it's never been proven.
So that people will always say that marijuana is a gateway drug.
Yeah, so gateway means to open up to something.
Open the gate and then all of these hard drugs come in.
Yeah.
As soon as you take that first little puff of marijuana,
yeah,
all you can think about is like, I need heroin right now.
Yeah, I need to try something harder.
Yeah.
That really hasn't been proven.
Right.
So anyway, so like Jacob says here, this argument is a slippery slope.
Mm.
So it just kind of, basically a slippery slope is something that just like gets worse.
Yeah, if you do this, it will lead to something that is much worse. Mm-hmm. Now, people use this argument all the time. Mm-hmm. I remember in America when they were talking about gay marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if we let gays get married, then people are going to want to marry their dogs.
Yeah, yeah, it's just crazy.
It's, yeah, so it's just, this is an example of what we call a logical fallacy.
Mm.
It's just a kind of a, I don't want to say an incorrect way of thinking, but mm-hmm. just not a very reasonable way of thinking.
Yeah, it's not very sound.
Right, exactly.
Is what we say. It's not solid. So anyway, Lee's is like, well, you know, I just don't see how the government could allow this measure to pass.
Okay, so measure is just another word for law,
mm-hmm.
basically. Not law like the law in general, mm-hmm. but like a law to do something.
Or it's like kind of like for here, measure to pass. So like voting on a law and voting it in to become a law.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so basically he's just saying, I don't know how this could become a law, meaning I don't know how this could really become legal.
Right, exactly.
Right, and to which Jacob says, I think the cat's already out of the bag on this one.
Yeah, which you kind of mentioned before, right? Mm-hmm. You said state by state.
It's already too late.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Right? So the cat's out of the bag just means it's too late. You're not, I don't know if you guys have ever raised a cat or kitties before. They're really, really tough to control, and they're really... We had to put our cat in a bag once to give him, like, a bath.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Not easy.
Yeah, especially giving him the bath.
Mm.
Cats do not like baths. It should be saying, cats in the bath.
Oh, cats in the bath on this one.
Okay, well, here we go. Another fun word, pot.
Pot.
Okay, so this is just another word for marijuana. Pot has already been de facto decriminalized across the board for years.
Okay.
Ooh, de facto. This is a good term.
It is a good one, right? This is one of the thousands and thousands of Latin phrases that we actually still use in English.
Mm.
And it just basically means the way things actually are.
Yeah, so like let's say, I like this example. Let's say country has like a war and then the government falls.
Right.
And then afterward, there isn't like a real government, like a formal,
right,
recognized government, but there's a group of people who control things.
Right.
You could call them the de facto government.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Or even in Canada, the head of state in Canada is the Queen.
Of England?
The Queen of England.
What?
Right? But she's not the leader of Canada. The de facto leader of Canada is the Prime Minister.
Right, okay.
So there is another term that they use in law and politics. It's called de jure.
Oh,
and that basically means like by the law. So by the law, the Queen is...
So that's kind of like the opposite of de facto.
Right, exactly.
I see. Okay, cool. Well, so here he says de facto decriminalized. So we mentioned this word earlier.
Mm.
So decriminalized basically means it's not legal, but it's not illegal.
Right.
You won't face criminal penalty.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we put these two phrases together, de facto and decriminalized, it doesn't mean that there have been measures passed to decriminalize it in many places.
Mm-hmm.
It just means the cops don't care.
Yeah, they become pretty, we say, lenient.
Yeah, they just do not care. I mean, if you're rude to cops or, you know, like, hey, pig, blah, 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 you pig, then they might, you know, plant some weed in your car and arrest you.
Yeah, or if you have weed on you and you act like a stupid person to the cops, they might get you in trouble for it. Whereas if you're nice, they might let you go and just not care.
Exactly.
Either way, decriminalize kind of just means not a big deal.
Right.
Yeah. So here we have this term in limbo, right? So in legal limbo.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because, as Spencer mentioned before, states are decriminalizing. States are legalizing weed.
But according to the American federal government, so this is the whole country.
Right.
it's still illegal. So this is actually what's interesting. So I'm from D.C., and D.C. being the capital of America, there's a lot of federal land. Some parks are federal.
Right.
All the buildings for like the big government agencies, this is considered federal land.
Okay.
So even though weed in D.C. is legal on the local level,
right,
if you have like weed and you are on federal property with it, you can still go to jail.
Oh, it's such a... Interesting.
So it's kind of like depending where you are in this little city, it can, you know, you have these different law changes. It's actually pretty crazy.
And that's why we say it's kind of like in legal limbo, which means it's not really this and it's not really that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely in limbo, especially in this small place. I mean, if you go to like Colorado now, it's fully legal and that's a really big state. So, like, anywhere in the state, you're okay to have it, to use it, or whatever. But in D.C., in such a small place, depending on which street you're on, you might have a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess it's like we could also say it's a big gray area.
Yeah.
Like it's not black and white, clear.
Either way, limbo is pretty much means to be in between.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you have, you know, what's your job lately? Oh, I'm kind of unemployed.
sort of in
limbo. In between jobs, I'm in limbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or relationships, too, right? Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you break up with someone, and then you make up with them, and then you break up again.
Yeah, you break up, but you still talk to them, and then you're like, well, what is this? And you're like, ah, I don't know. We're kind of in limbo right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind
of
weird.
And just for a bit of historical or theological perspective, limbo is supposed to be that, like, state, like, between heaven and hell.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really know. Mm-hmm. We haven't judged if Spencer was a good person or a bad person.
So I guess our whole lives, we're just in limbo.
Just in limbo, man.
Wow. Okay, at some point, however, the dominoes will fall.
Okay.
Okay, this is a cool term. So
yeah.
Dominoes will fall.
Okay, fun little game. Good pizza, too, actually.
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah, so basically, dominoes will fall. We have what's called the domino effect.
Right.
It just means one after the other.
Yeah, you push one, it will knock down the next one, which will knock down the next one, which will go on and on and on and on and on.
So during the Cold War, America was very afraid of communism, so they say, and the communist domino effect.
Yeah.
They thought if one country became communist, then another one, and then another one, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Didn't totally happen, but anyway, it's just a term. One after the other, right? Either way, the federal government really needs to get with the program.
You gotta get with the program, son.
Yeah, so it's kind of like get with the program means to, like, agree with other people.
Yeah, or go along with what they're doing.
Yeah.
The program is what people are doing.
Yeah,
right?
So just do what they're doing.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah, so basically saying here, well, if everyone's kind of using weed, the government just needs to let it happen.
Yeah.
So do you think the government's actually going to get with the program?
Well, you know, I do think that they will.
Mm.
Just because, you know, legalization, which is the noun form of legalize, is basically going to bring regulation.
Yeah, so regulation's kind of like we say to regulate.
Right.
Regulation's a noun, regulate is a verb, and it means to kind of control something.
And the government loves to control things.
Yeah,
right?
That's what their job is.
Their
right?
job is they got to regulate this and regulate that, regulate our lives, more regulations. But more importantly, this whole legalization thing is going to bring taxation.
Yeah, right. And which will bring tax revenue.
Yes. So basically just money.
Yeah. So through taxation, they can, you know, put a slap a fee on it and make some money off it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, there is one type of tax. I didn't think about this before. It's called a sin tax.
A sin tax.
Yeah. And this is the tax that they put on alcohol and cigarettes.
Okay.
And it's pretty high.
Okay.
Like the taxes on cigarettes and alcohol, especially in Canada, are just ridiculous. Ridiculously high.
I have heard the taxes in Canada are especially high. I haven't been to Canada in a long time, so I can't remember exactly how much it is. But I do recall going to a store in Montreal years ago and thinking, wow, beer is really expensive here.
It absolutely is, right? Again, because it's this idea of drinking is kind of wrong, smoking is wrong, cigarettes or weed or marijuana, you know, they're all bad things, and we need to tax them to a really high level.
So if you want to be bad, you need to pay more money to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Okay, I guess that's the logic. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue again.
All right. Jacob, you're from California, right? What do you think about all this talk about legalizing marijuana?
Well, I'm not really into weed, so I don't really have a horse in the race, but I still think it's about time.
Don't you think it's harmful and addictive?
I haven't seen a single reputable study that proves it's any worse than alcohol or tobacco.
All the same, what worries me is that if it's readily available, my kids will start smoking it. Or worse, start doing hard drugs.
The gateway drug argument is a slippery slope and it's never been proven.
Well, I just don't see how the government could allow this measure to pass.
I think the cat's already out of the bag on this one. Pot has already been de facto decriminalized across the board for years.
What do you mean? I heard it's still a federal crime.
That's true. It's kind of in legal limbo. At some point, however, the dominoes will fall and the federal government will have to get with the program.
What makes you so sure?
Well, keep in mind, legalization doesn't just bring regulation. It also brings taxation. And since when has the government been able to say no to tax revenue?
You've got a point there.
Okay, so in this lesson alone, we mentioned a few different words that are used for marijuana.
Right, weed and pot.
Yeah, and there's a lot more words.
Absolutely.
Tons. And depending on where you are, they might have, you know, more additional slang terms for
sure.
It. But I figured we could just go through a few.
Sure.
Marijuana, so you could say Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
That's an old one.
Yeah.
About grass.
Grass.
Buds.
Bud, yeah.
Trees.
See, we only know this because we did, you know, our research.
Yeah.
We don't have...
Years of research.
Yes, years of research.
And we also mentioned one earlier, which is cannabis. So cannabis and marijuana are both kind of like the formal... scientific terms?
Right.
More or less, right?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some of these other words are more just colloquial, just spoken word. Any other words you could think of?
Well, you mentioned something during the break, which was hemp.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, hemp is not the part of the plant that you smoke.
Yeah, hemp is actually a very useful fiber.
It's a fiber, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you can use it for clothes, you can use it for making ropes.
Rope, yeah.
People make it, they put it in cereal and food and all kinds of stuff. It's actually quite healthy.
Exactly, but just because, you know, 100 years ago almost, when something called reefer madness took off.
Reefer, another word.
There reefer,
you go.
Yeah. You know, and basically when the government criminalized marijuana, they also criminalized the hemp industry.
Yeah, which is pretty stupid because hemp is a harmless and quite helpful.
It's pretty useful.
Yeah,
right?
quite useful.
It grows very easily.
Yeah.
And you'll see that like state by state because there are a lot of states that they do want to grow hemp. They they feel that they can make a lot of money, they can provide a lot of jobs if they could kind of nurture their hemp industries.
And man, it's used for all kinds of things. I mean, even me, you know, I work out a lot, so I know a lot about the fitness products and stuff. They make hemp protein.
Yep.
Yeah, you could take, if you don't like dairy or soy, you could try hemp protein to make your muscles bigger.
Does it give you the munchies?
I don't think so, but it might satisfy them.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, well, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson, guys. We hope it was a bit eye-opening into what's going on in the West right now. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them in the comment section. We'll be happy to take a gander and answer those. And we'll see you next time.
All right, bye, guys.
Send it to my phone. Hey. Send it to my phone. You already